Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Country Heat Weekly ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Every song, I was blown away, and we bought it, and it's become one of our desert island. Was it a desert island? Is it deserted island? Was it deserted island?
Deserted island.
And then it came to desert. Like, how many desert islands?
Or how many islands are there in the desert?
Yeah,
I guess you need water for that to happen.
Doesn't make any sense.
But you're right. You're right. We know what you mean.
Welcome to episode 2 of the all-new season of Country Heat Weekly, our fourth season, by the way. I'm Amber Anderson, and we are podcasting from Music Row here in Nashville. Episode 2 has some really big shoes to fill, but I feel like Brothers Osborne are totally up to the challenge.
Absolutely, no doubt.
Kelly Sutton, it's been a pretty crazy 2 weeks since we launched our season premiere with Tim McGraw. I don't even know where to start.
Well, first off, if you guys haven't listened to Tim's episode yet, make sure you go back and do that. Or you can actually watch the episode on YouTube. So that dropped Thursday, August 31st.
And then Friday, we casually get a text of a video that was sent to us. It's you and I on a billboard in Times Square promoting our podcast. We're 40 feet high in the air. Our faces are larger than life.
Our faces were large, you guys. What an incredible surprise. So we have to say thank you to the Amazon Music team for making that happen for us. It's just surreal. I still am like, what is that? Did it happen?
Yeah.
Did it happen?
And then we were kind of tearing up. And then the very next thing we do is we all decide to book a flight and go to New York so that we can see it in person. Flew up 5 a.m. In Times Square by 11.
Yep.
We're not going to play the video of us screaming the very first time that we saw it. I'm jumping up and down like a fool. Let's just say everyone around us knew that we were the people on the billboard because we were pointing to it and screaming.
Yes, and they were building something in Times Square. I don't know what it was. Kelly screamed so loud that the lady turned around and then she tells everybody, oh, that's them.
Yeah.
That was them. So she was putting the pieces together.
It was so much fun.
It was so, what an incredible experience. I'll never forget that.
And we got to take producer Jay, of course, was spearheading, but we got to take my daughter, Reese, who was our videographer for the day, kind of. And literally seeing her see us, I thought, wow. We're showing everybody that anything is possible.
Yes, especially because she has dreams of New York herself. Yeah. So I think that it was a good feel-good day. It was such an awesome time. It was a very quick trip, but it was so good to be with you guys and we got to celebrate together. If you guys aren't following us on socials, we have all the videos and all the reels and all the content. I know my followers are probably like, okay, we get it. But if you're not following, you should be. It's Amber A.
You can find me at the Kelly Sutton. Okay, so let's get back on topic now. Episode 2, our center stage guest today, reigning ACM and CMA Vocal Duo of the Year, Brothers Osborne.
And TJ is actually making a little Country Heat Weekly history with this episode, as he is the first artist to be on our podcast as the center stage guest 3 times.
Do you think he knows that?
I don't know. We'll have to ask him. I'm going to say no, he doesn't.
Probably not.
He probably hasn't put it together. But I know that last time we talked to them, TJ did rub it in a little that he had done the pod and John had not.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I forgot about that. Okay, great. We're going to stir stuff up between the brothers.
We like to do that.
If you're watching this podcast on YouTube right now, you know that our studio is pretty small here. It's cozy. We have room for one guest, but 2 guests in here would be a little too many. So we have set up in our living room for our chat with them.
However, we have news we have to catch up on first. CMA Awards nominations have come out and they lead off our What's Cooking segment up next.
There's a lot to say when buying a new home or car, but only one thing to say that can help you protect them. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And just like that, a State Farm agent will be there to help you choose the coverage you need, no matter where you are in life. When you need coverage options, your State Farm agent is there to help, on the phone or in person. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
We are back, and we have a very long list of CMA nominations in front of us.
My favorite name on that list is under the National Broadcast Personality category. And I'm sitting next to a CMA nominee, y'all. Kelly!
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you so, so much. I mean, this is my first time being nominated. I'm super excited about it. It's for my syndicated radio show, Y'all Access with Kelly Sutton, which, by the way, is named after a tweet that I saw from Brothers Osborne. So it is like all full circle. The fact that this is all happening, coming together like this, kismet.
I mean, I literally almost just started crying when I said that. This is like, we're going to get through this without crying. We are so proud of you.
Thank you.
And so many of our other friends. How about Lainey Wilson? Nine Incredible. Nominations, including Entertainer of the Year.
I know she is over the moon right now. And yeah, a lot of those are for collaborations, like the one that she did with Hardy, of course, Wait in the Truck is on there. And then also her collaboration with Jelly Roll has been nominated as well. So,
which is absolutely incredible.
It really is. Speaking of Jelly, our hometown boy, coming in hot, five nominations. It's hard for us because we know everybody and we're so happy for all of our friends. But I think I really felt a very special like tug at my heart when I saw Kelsey Ballerini was nominated for Album of the Year, because I know how much that means to her. Mm-hmm. And she's also up for Female Vocalist of the Year. So congrats to Kelsey for those two big noms.
Yeah, that's huge. One of my favorite nominations is for Ashley McBride Presents Lindyville.
I know! Yes!
Lindyville has such a special place in our hearts, and we love this album. Mm-hmm. This project is something that we haven't seen, I feel like, in country in a really long time. And it just, she brought it to life so beautifully.
Yeah.
And it's just so much fun and so artistically just incredible and brilliant. And so I love that nom.
And speaking of the album category, there are more females in the album category than males for the first time in I don't know how long. So congratulations to Kelsey, to Lainey, to Ashley, who are all up in Album of the Year category. Seeing three females in album.
Let's go, girls.
Yes.
That's really exciting.
You know what all of these people have in common? They've all done our podcast.
That's right. What an honor. It's just so great.
That's right.
I love it. Okay, so speaking of Ashley and other news, her new album dropped this week, mm-hmm. and you got a chance to chat with her for Country Heat and DJ Mode.
I did. In fact, you can listen to it. This episode comes out on Thursday. You can still check it out. It's going to run for about 24 more hours on the Amazon Music app. Just ask, play Country Heat in DJ Mode. It's just that easy. Ashley was actually on the road, so we had to do it over Zoom. But she took me through the process of how she puts an album together. And I don't know if I've ever heard of anyone else do it this way. It was fascinating.
We take my phone with all of these work tapes on it, and I text everybody these songs. And we go to the Purple Building in East Nashville, and we get in there and we woodshed it like we normally would. And that's how we decide what songs are going to go on the record.
Oh, that's different.
Right? I mean, not very many artists are making albums with their own band anyway. They usually have studio musicians come in. But because there are so many incredible people in her band, she wants to keep it all together, all tight. They get in and work it all out.
I love that so much. We got to see her perform this new album, Top to Bottom, mm-hmm. here in Nashville a couple weeks ago. She and her band were tight.
Yes, they were.
They had it together, and they sounded incredible.
I think one of my favorite moments from that performance was seeing her do Light On in the Kitchen, and then looking to my left, Jesse Alexander, who wrote the song with Connie Harrington and Ashley, is standing there with her daughter in front of her.
Yeah.
And the whole song is just about this amazing bond that you have with the other females in your life and how that happens usually in a kitchen when the light's on at night mm-hmm. and you're having these conversations. It was just surreal.
It was
really cool.
And I love the way she talked about that song, about like, you know, championing that song and what mm-hmm. that song meant to her. And then seeing the success it's had, it's even more special. I love it. And also, I mean, not only did we get to hear Ashley play this album top to bottom, and she's just incredible, we got the best parting gift.
She did her own candle. It is much like our Dolly candle. It says The Devil I Know, the name of the album, on the backside. So now, not only can we light our Dolly candle, we can light our Ashley McBride candle when we need things to happen.
I am here for
it. It's pretty cool.
I'm here for it.
There have been so many cool things happening for all of our friends lately. We have a couple of shout-outs before we move on. First up, congratulations to our friends Holly and Tanner and everyone over at the Black Opry. They have launched a record label.
That's so exciting.
Isn't that cool?
Yes. So excited for them. For those that don't know, the Black Opry is a movement that launched a couple of years ago mm-hmm. as kind of a network and support system for Black artists, creators, and industry professionals.
And they have worked so hard to uplift Black voices within the country genre. They're just getting started.
I can't wait to see who the first artist is that they're going to sign.
Yes.
You can follow them on social media at Black Opry Record, no S. Got to have that.
Okay.
And then also, high fives to Kelsey Ballerini, who completely slayed her VMA performance Tuesday night. We are so proud of you, Kelsey.
She is living her best life right now. Way to turn 30. It was her birthday. She's celebrating on the VMAs. How cool is all of that? You know, I just love watching her shine. So she's going into a new decade with a bang.
Yes, she is.
Very exciting. Yes, she is. I think that pretty much gets us caught up on everything. Right?
I think so.
Okay, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we are going to let you eavesdrop on our chat with Brothers Osborne.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey guys, it's Kelly. I want to give you a little behind-the-scenes scoop about the interview you are about to hear. You're going to hear me ask John about a little-known fact in his musical background. And he does not know where I got the information. Well, just between us, it was, as they suspected, from their mom. Take a listen to Mama Osborne bragging on her boys a couple of years back when I interviewed her on the ACM red carpet. I'm so excited I got to talk to you. I love these stories.
Oh, one more thing. Yes. I just want to tell you that John was first chair classical bass player with the Baltimore Symphony when he was a senior in high school.
Why doesn't he ever say that?
Because he's humble.
She was not going to let me in that interview until she got that tidbit out into the universe. Okay, so now that you're in on the joke, here's our interview with Brothers Osborne.
We are back making history in the living room of the Country Heat House. Brothers Osborne Yay! Are here with us. Yeah. Hey, guys.
Hi. We're making history?
Yes. We're making history. So there's something historical about this interview. Do you want to guess what it is?
Specifically this interview or?
This interview.
I don't know. Is it a milestone?
Yeah. In a way. Actually, it doesn't have anything to do with you.
Well, I didn't ask. I didn't say we were a milestone. No, I'm just saying, like, is this a 100th interview?
Oh, now, see, that would be great.
Okay.
That would be great. Actually, it's because, TJ, you are the first ever to appear as our center stage guest three times.
Oh,
three
my
times.
God. So it is about
amazing.
Me.
Amazing.
I love that.
You threw us off the scent. It's not about you guys. It's like you're leaving me out of it. So I have nothing to do with this occasion.
It's not about
what you're saying.
Let's keep it going. Exactly.
Well,
it's about you.
Yeah, this is true. What did my mom put this interview together? What's going on?
The great news is the rest of the interview is just all about you.
So that's
it. He likes that.
He
likes that. Okay, so TJ actually did the pod last year during Pride.
Yep.
And then we talked to you both together at CMA Fest.
We did.
Which was really fun.
A couple months back.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, you gave us the scoop. I don't know if you were supposed to give us the
scoop.
Oh, that's
right. I forgot.
That your album was self-titled. We talked about Nobody's Nobody, but tomorrow, as people are listening to this, the whole project comes out.
Ooh,
so what is the anticipation like at this point for you?
Well, I mean, for us, it's the weird thing is by the time every artist actually releases their music, it's been complete for quite some time.
Yeah.
So we actually, well, I'm like, I'm already ready for another album. But, you know, I think there's that moment where you're kind of waiting for what the fans are going to say. So we're obviously happy with it or we wouldn't have released it. But that's the big kind of moment there we're waiting for.
You know, I want to go back because I know you guys are both big music lovers. Do you remember a time when you were so excited about an album coming out? Like you were going to a record store.
For sure.
I remember, I guess if I go early days, back in the era of Tower Records where you could just walk in there and get lost, just shuffling through the CDs. But the first one I do remember, I was a huge fan of Nirvana.
Really?
Yes, massive fan of Nirvana. And I couldn't wait until In Utero came out.
Oh.
And same thing. So I was like, you know, they had all the posters and all of the stuff. And then they had an area where you could go into one of the walls and you could like preview CDs.
Which
was
the coolest
thing. Me too.
You had to work so hard for it. And that was like the first thing that comes to mind when you bring that up. I was like, I don't know, 12 or 13 years old. It was like the coolest thing.
Which I feel like now it's like, now that I think, I mean, I just put those headphones on like it was nothing, thinking of all the
said that, and I'm like, could you imagine if we would have done a bacterial swab of what was on those earphones?
Yeah. There have been on thousands of heads.
Well, so much has changed in your lives since Skeletons came out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've been very open about your journey with mental health and mm-hmm. TJ, everything that you've walked through with your sexuality. So opening up about these things, do you feel like there's been a weight lifted off, like going into this new era of music for you?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I'm sure probably the same for John. You know, it's interesting. It's not, not to spoiler alert here, but there's not going to be any song that specifically talks about that. And I almost kind of purposely wanted it to be that way. Being in a space where I could just create without any fear or any kind of hesitation was really, really huge. And so when I listen to this album now, I think it's part of the reason why I particularly really like it above the rest is it was created in a very open, free environment to create, which was the first time that was a thing for me.
I love that. Okay, 11 tracks on this project. All of them you co-wrote. Was it a conscious decision to write together on everything? Is that just how it shook out? Tell us about the process.
Well, typically, there's been a few songs on records past where a couple that have made it through that weren't that way. But mostly it's been that way the whole time. I mean, between it's just a lot easier for us to create something together. If I come in with a song that maybe works for me, and John might be like, okay, I love that, but I'm not vibing on that, or vice versa. So it just makes it a lot more easy for us to both be there creating. Plus, we both love writing songs to have both of our kind of fingerprints on it as it goes through the process. It just makes it a lot more I don't know. It's a fun creative process that way, but it also, I feel like at the end of the day, it's the two of us. It's what we sound like because we both created it.
Okay. I'm going to throw this question out. Hopefully I'm not going to start a fight. Or maybe. Maybe
you
I
know,
maybe
everyone always tries to throw out a question to start a fight. I don't know what it is. But.
We don't need questions to fight. We need that on our own.
You're like, trust me, we're good.
Yeah, we got this.
John's names are, your name is always first on the credits. Is that just because you're older or because it was alphabetical or did you flip a coin?
Is it really? I don't know. JK. Oh, yeah. I mean, it says alphabetical. All right.
That's why. Like, yeah, it's
to be honest with you, I didn't notice, but now that I have.
I know.
Just say it.
We're going to get a whole new print and run it like vinyl where it's swaps.
Sorry, the record isn't coming out tomorrow. We're delaying it.
Well,
It's going to be an insert.
The good news is they both pay the exact same amount.
That's right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I love that you noticed that detail.
Oh, my gosh.
Next question.
Leave it to Kelly.
Move on.
Leave it to Kelly. One thing I want to ask about, because this is something that I love so much, because we always talk about Nashville and the community that exists here. And you guys, I don't know if you have a name for your crew, but I feel like there's this particular group of artists that you guys hang with. And John's wife, Lucy, of course, Casey Musgraves, Fancy Haygood. I saw you guys just vacation together and you surprised Casey for her birthday.
Yes.
That is so fun. I just think that's so cool.
It was a lot of fun. We go back a long ways, and it's weird because we don't really view each other as like artists.
Yeah.
We kind of like, you know, we have been friends for a long time. And the one thing that's really funny is when you get really close friends with people that are famous and you forget that they are famous, it's like a really funny thing when people approach them and you're like, what's happening? Oh, you're very famous. I forgot about. Like, in fact, you're so famous that I hung out with you and all People Magazine wrote about was you, and I didn't even make the notes. I was like, same.
I was in a picture. I didn't even get a credit.
Like, some random friend showed up to surprise her. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, we have 3 years too, thank you.
Your new band name is Some Random Friends.
Some Random Friends. Oh, that could be the next album.
And by the way, your publication's called People, not Person. It should be multiple people.
I had a really good friend of mine say, you know, you're on a plane with other people that are famous, and you're like, if this plane goes down, what's the headline gonna be?
Oh my god, that's the thing.
No, it's like Casey Musgraves and others.
Some other random friends.
Yeah.
If you guys don't do an album with a bunch of collaborations but put no names on it and just call it Brothers Osborne and Random Friends and let people guess.
Friend number one, like friend that. Number two, yeah. friend
that
number three.
That would be incredible.
I kind of like that.
I do too.
How much fun would that be? And then everybody's like, oh, I think that's gotta be Ashley McBride.
It's immersive.
Could you imagine, though,
trying to go through all of their management and being like, oh, we're not going to credit them?
I know, that's what I was going to say.
Never work.
Hey, do you want to feature on this? We're going to give you no credit for it, but if you wouldn't mind giving the time.
Yeah. Sure.
You'll be friend number nine.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I got to be at least friend number three. Sounds...
We'll work on it. We'll workshop it. Yeah. Okay, so you guys were all together in Chicago. Did you happen to maybe just write a song because you were with your friends? Okay, all right.
No, the thing is, it's weird. I feel like a lot of people, when you kind of become friends with people, you tend to like never write with them. Although that was the last thing we wanted to do up there. Just shut off from the music and go.
Listen to music somewhere else?
Yeah, listen to other people's
Sometimes
music.
Writing with your friends, I mean, excuse me for equating it to this, but it's like hooking up with a friend. And it can go well, but it can also not go well. And then it's just awkward forever. That's why you don't risk it.
Yeah. But does it help to have the community like, you know, Casey, Maren, and Ryan, people that you guys have come up in the industry with, does it help to have those people that you can call on and talk to about like, hey, this is going on, like what are you experiencing, and kind of bounce ideas and stuff off of each other?
I don't know if that necessarily, but the one thing that that we talked about a lot is we all knew each other before we had anything going on. Right. So we would just hang out at parties, we would go around and just try to have shows together, these like little venues in town. And we had all these dreams and aspirations, and we were like, man, and we would talk about what would happen when we all do this, and we're all going to go, well, let's just have a big tour together. And then suddenly we all had success, and then you don't see each other because you're so busy. And you're like, well, what the hell? We didn't think it would be like this. I mean, it's great, you hear this a lot at award shows, but that is kind of the best thing about them is you get to see people that you haven't seen in a long time that you know very well. And then you're like, man, let's all try to make a tour happen. And then you look at how expensive that would be, and you're like, I'll just tour by myself. See ya. I'll hang out with you when we get back to
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, see you Thanksgiving.
Random friends tour.
Yeah.
There you go.
And not I put like their it. Names on the bill. Only ours. I like where you're going, Kelly. I love this.
So speaking of collaborations, there's one on this album. I don't think any of us saw coming. I thought this was really a great surprise. The song called We Ain't Good at Breaking Up with Miranda Lambert. So how did that all come about?
So we went on tour with Miranda years ago, and she, you know, we're fans, obviously. Who isn't? She's so amazing. And we became very quick friends, you know, cut from the same cloth. And a few years ago, I think she wanted to get more into co-writing. She reached out, or had her people reach out to our people. And we were like, hell yeah. I mean, like, who wouldn't want to write with Miranda? So we wrote with her and Jesse Frazier. Sometimes the problem with writing with other artists, though, is that they bring so much of their artist thumbprint in the room that it might stifle your process or trying to get a song. And she didn't do that at all. She was Miranda Lambert, simply the co-writer that day. And she brought it lyrically with the vibes, no ego about any lines. And everything she would say was just like, great. You know, it sounded like Miranda's style lyric, but it would also work for us. Very quick, very intuitive. So when we were done writing the song, TJ put his vocal down in the demo, and then Miranda just sang a whole bunch of vocal layers, and she's so freaking good. And when we got the demo back, it sounded like $1 million bucks, but the thing that she was doing was so cool and so unique and such a vibe on the song that we thought it would be perfect to have her sing on it. And of course, she obliged and walked in the studio and sang like the pro she is, and there you have it.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Did you know that you were writing for your project when you sat down the writer? Did you arm wrestle?
I think that was the thing that was actually the thing that made it, that makes it very helpful. When you get in the room, and when you write with artists, a lot of times it's like, are we writing for you? Are you writing for us? And then it ends up being a song for no one. And yes, we were specifically writing for our project. What I particularly love how it is I think people listen to it and they're like, God, they can almost put their finger on who it is. And they're kind of wondering. And then once they realize who it is, they're like, oh my God, it's so obvious.
Yeah.
But it's just the kind of essence of her there. I think brings a Fleetwood Mac kind of vibe to that
it's
song.
It's a cool sounding song. Like,
thank you.
It's very like,
thank you.
It's one that you just kind of want to keep listening to. Yeah. Give me more of that. Yeah. Give me more of that.
It reminds me a lot of Dwight Yoakam's Thousand Miles from Nowhere, where it's just like, it's kind of like California West Coast country thing where it's in a minor feel. And that's one of the things I love about it. It's quite different for us.
I love it.
Great vibe. Okay, more track that we want to highlight from the album is the last one. I did not have Brothers Osborne doing a piano ballad with a string section on my 2023 bingo card, but here we are.
It is so good.
First of all, who's playing piano?
Not us.
Okay.
you know, I wish I could play piano that well.
So we have it on good authority that when you were in high school, you were first chair classical bass player at the Baltimore Symphony, John.
Again, did my mom put this interview together?
Yeah, she's on the phone right now. Let's go to mom.
Justin.
I know.
What my mom brings up still to this day.
He was first chair, guys. He got first chair.
I got first chair.
That's a big deal, though, man. Baltimore Symphony when you're in high school.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they did a thing every year where they have students audition and then they play along with the members of the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra, and I got first chair. I mean, it was amazing. Achievement and accomplishment.
Right.
But there are so many other awards and accolades, but my mom goes straight to that one every time. Seriously, did she tell you this?
Who told you this?
Maybe.
Card,
I don't know.
Made me think of her.
Okay, so
I do think it is an interesting thing you would not, a fact that you would not know.
Are you playing anything on this track is what I'm getting at.
See, playing those instruments are not like riding a bike. It's like riding a unicycle blind while juggling. It's like, it's not something you could just quit doing for 10 years. And in fact, a couple years ago, I bought a bass, an upright bass, and I'm not very good anymore. It's very, very, it's not great. However, because of having kind of the knowledge and understanding of reading sheet music and stuff like that, and this was, you know, about 100 years ago for me, we got in with Jason Lenning, who arranged the string parts, and it was kind of like just reverting back to those years of understanding arrangement and arranging. It all came back to me quite quickly, so I was able to utilize that probably for the first time in about 20 years.
I love that.
Thank you.
I mean, he did it out of his back pocket.
That's talent.
We originally started playing violin, and then we got to bass because they were like, we are poor, and we can't afford college, so you need to have skills.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And that was really where I actually started from, was just simply trying to get a scholarship.
Yeah.
The bad and good news for me is that my grades weren't good enough to get in college, so I didn't have any debt. So you're welcome, Mom and Dad.
Saved a lot of money. I thought maybe like, yeah, get good grades. My grades weren't great, but they were good enough to get into college. And that cost me so much money. I wish I would have tried less.
That's why his name is first on the credits.
That's right. But
he did go to college as a bass major, which was interesting.
I did.
Where'd you go to
bass scholarship? Belmont.
BMOD.
Right there.
You were.
BMOD.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Ruins
and then
in the
I
house.
Quit and I started playing guitar, and my parents were like, bad move. And now I'm like, speak again.
Good move.
That's amazing.
Well, before we get to our burning questions, which we love so much, we have to say congratulations for being named the St. Jude Angels Among Us honorees for all of the great work that you do supporting St. Jude. Aww. That is incredible.
It is. That is an incredible feeling. And I also will say that like country, the genre of country is like so all in with helping St. Jude. And at any turn, we obviously jump at any opportunity to help them. It's really remarkable what they do.
They do such good work. And for those of you who don't know, especially maybe our global listeners, there's a big seminar every year in Memphis called Country Cares for St. Jude's Kids. And it's an initiative started by Randy Owen of Alabama. Yeah. And so the award takes its name from the song. So...
Angels, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Special honor.
Yeah. And for everyone listening, in case you don't know, St. Jude never sends a bill to anybody.
To anyone.
Do everything.
Not a dime.
100%. They pay for it. So that's
it's also so incredible.
It's
so awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we're super proud of you guys. And we know that that's just a slice of the charity work that you do. So thank you.
Got to give back. Of course.
Okay. You ready for burning questions?
Yeah.
Just so you know. It's hard to come up with burning questions for somebody who's been on the podcast three times because
we've already done this. Real fast.
I know. Well, could. we're spinning off of your current single, Nobody's Nobody.
Okay.
Okay. So we're asking you questions about certain somebodies. You ready?
All right.
Here we go. You have to name names on this one. Ready?
Okay. First question goes to both of you. Celebrity crush.
Oh, gosh. Well, here's, you know, this is a great moment.
Margot Robbie.
Before I came out, this would be a really awkward one.
You got it. okay. Like Margot Robbie.
Margot Robbie. Okay. I can't think of any. I don't know if, I feel like when people are celebrities, I like them last.
I like them last.
Yeah, I do. awesome. I'll say James Franco.
That's a good one. John, top three guitar players of all time.
Margot Robbie. this one is way harder to answer.
Well, Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah, I'd probably say Jimi Hendrix, Stevie Ray Vaughan, and third, I don't know, Dwayne Allman from the Allman Brothers.
Oh, that's a good call.
That's hard. Okay. That's hard, though.
TJ, top three vocalists of all time.
That's also very hard. Vince Gill.
Hell yeah.
You know, I actually really, I'm going to go Trace Atkins. I feel like
he doesn't get enough
notoriety as some of the 90s country artists, but I
agree.
As being a baritone, I loved all those records and all those songs. And Alison Krauss.
Hell yeah.
So good.
Voice of an angel. Which one of you is the messiest on the bus?
John.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, I'm not even all that messy. He's just really clean.
I am very particular.
If you saw how messy our bus is, you'd be like, it's not that bad. It's just...
Yeah. Really He's not annoyingly messy. I'm annoyingly clean.
Are you picking up after him?
No. God, no. I would, yeah.
Okay.
No.
Okay. No. Artists that you'd most like to collaborate with, living.
We did a tribute to the Rolling Stones, but I would love to collaborate with the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, I'm gonna go throw like a weird one out. I'm just gonna say Dua Lipa.
Ooh, I was just listening to her. I just love
everything Dua Lipa.
Yeah, and hopefully she's listening to this.
Yeah, that's right.
There's such a fun like undercurrent of disco in all of her stuff.
That's why it's so awesome.
Artists that you would most like to have dinner with, dead or alive?
I'd like to have dinner with Paul McCartney.
100% Hendrix. That dude was like an oracle. But alive, Willie Nelson.
Okay. And then, of course, we'd love to ask, what is the last thing you bought on Amazon?
It's very boring. I bought air filters for my house.
Necessities.
I did. You know what? And I put it on it's the only thing I have. It's like the reoccurring.
Subscribe and say.
Can I check my phone?
I keep forgetting this.
Yeah.
Can I check my phone? Oh, my God.
I can't.
Brave.
Well, it's one of two things, and I can't remember. I think it's like cologne or something.
Remember the last thing? I think the last thing he said he bought. The last time was a foot massager.
Oh, I did.
That's right. We use it. My wife and I use it all the time, and it's awesome. It's probably the best money I've ever spent. Yeah, I bought cologne. So stupid.
Cologne? Which one?
I love it. That's like really a funny thing to buy off of Amazon cologne. I love that so much.
This is called Noir 29.
Oh, it's like a dupe. Is it a dupe?
I don't know what a dupe
is.
Y'all know an awful lot about this.
Well, I have this like soap that I wear. And, like you get a little bottle of it. And it's very expensive. And then I realized, wait, I could just get the scent and I could buy cheap soap. So that's what I did.
That is smart. He still has all of his college debt he's got to pay off, y'all.
It's not cheap.
I love it. Oh, we love hanging out with you guys.
Likewise.
So thank you so much for coming in. Tomorrow it's out, the album, self-titled. We learned that a while back because they told us first. You can pre-save it right now on Amazon Music. Plan to spend all day listening to it tomorrow over and over and over again. They're on tour through October. Any plans after that, by the way?
I mean, that's it. We're kind of looking at getting out, touring this record and going to some places. We've been hearing y'all asking us to come to your towns and play, and we're going to try to hit as many of them as we can.
Oh, yeah. Love that. So
me
good.
Too. Always good to see you guys.
Love y'all.
Likewise.
We love you guys. I love those guys so much.
Me too.
So much. So much love for them. Their self-titled album is out tomorrow, so plan to check it out top to bottom on Amazon Music. It is so good.
And another album that drops tomorrow, Dan and Shay's project, Bigger Houses. And since we didn't want to play favorites with our duos, they will be our guests next week on the podcast.
And I'm so excited to have them here.
Yes.
In the house. We were on Zoom last time, so this is so much better. We've actually taped the interview already, and the guys really got into the nitty-gritty of the rough patch that they went through.
Listen, don't tell the big bosses at Amazon Music, but we're going to give you guys a sneak peek.
A duo is, I think, the toughest configuration in music. When you have a trio, there's a tiebreaker. A group, just chaos. If you're a solo artist, you make all the decisions for yourself.
Yeah.
But a duo is an equal split. And if you're not going out of your way to nurture that relationship, you'll go separate ways. And that's why a lot of duos historically don't last. It's really, really tough.
Make sure you're back here next week. The easiest way to never miss an episode is to follow Country Heat Weekly on your favorite podcast app.
And if you enjoyed this episode, do us a favor and share it with all your friends, because we want this community to continue to grow. Text them, share one of our Instagram stories, or use those 280 characters that you have on the app, formerly known as Twitter, to share the message.
Thanks for listening, y'all. We'll see you soon.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Country Heat Weekly ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at listenerstudy.com.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.